Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. This is Secrets Revealed. Understand the Book of Revelation from start to finish. And this is Nicole, your Book of Revelation research scientist. This is a live internet broadcast, and our focus tonight, September 5th of 2024, is the Marriage Supper Prophecy in the Book of Revelation. blogtalkradio.com/liveprophetic. You can go there to see the one-page basic study notes that accompany this discussion and every discussion for this program, Secrets Revealed, Understand the Book of Revelation from Start to Finish. I want to go straight to it, straight to talking about the Battle of Armageddon. In the Book of Revelation, John the Revelator provides for us his written report of documentaries about end time events that he was shown as he stood in heaven. An angel of the Lord showed him documentaries following an instruction from Jesus Christ. The angel began to show John these documentaries about end time events. And John, just like the angel who had an instruction to show John these documentaries, John had an instruction which was to write down the things that are and the things to come. So the documentary showed him the things to come. He heard from Jesus Christ himself about the things that are. In other words, the things that were happening at the time John the Revelator lived in his mortal body on this present earth, and he documented those events. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the seven letters to seven churches. And in Revelation chapter 4, he wrote down everything he saw when he was transported to heaven. So if you and I got on a plane and we went from our location, wherever we started from, the origin, and we arrived at, let's say, we arrived in Czechoslovakia, we get off the plane, and we've never been there before, and so we say everything we see and everything we hear so that others who had not been there and who are interested in what Czechoslovakia is like would know what it looks like and what we heard, what the sounds were like. So John the Revelator described everything he saw and heard when he was first transported supernaturally to heaven. But the most important thing is really not his report on heaven, although that's very interesting. The most important thing, at least from my perspective, is what about these end-time events? What about the documentaries he saw about end-time events? So tonight we're going to hear documentary number 9, the Marriage Supper Prophecy. I want to read it to you. He wrote down everything he saw and heard in this documentary. Unfortunately, he didn't have your cell phone, so he couldn't take that out and record what the angel was showing him. So therefore, he used the best technology that existed at that time, a writing utensil and something to write on, and he recorded everything he saw and heard. We normally refer to his report, the documentary that he saw, as a prophecy, but really he watched a documentary. So we're looking at a transcript of a documentary in a way. It's not the documentary itself, again. It's his report of what he saw and heard. But what he was watching was a documentary. Let's hear his report of everything he saw and heard as he stood in heaven. This is documentary number 9, the Marriage Supper documentary, Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 21. Let me share with you what you're going to hear. You're going to hear prelude to the Battle of Armageddon. believers standing in heaven praising God because it's time, finally. It's time for the battle of Armageddon. Believers standing in heaven praising God because it's time for the battle of Armageddon. An angel of the Lord saying, blessed is everyone who's invited to the end of the battle of Armageddon. And you're going to hear that everybody in the bride of Christ, every person who's a part of the royal race, everyone who has participated in the first resurrection has been given a white outfit made of linen to wear to the Battle of Armageddon. And then you're going to hear that John the Revelator saw a white horse standing in heaven. Then he describes the rider of the white horse. And this part is really interesting. He gives many descriptions, five or six of them, and at a certain point you realize, oh, that's Jesus he's talking about. So we hear many descriptions of the rider of the white horse that John the Revelator sees in heaven. And then we're told that the armies of heaven are following the rider of the white horse. And then we find out that where they've gone to is the earth. They follow Jesus Christ to the earth. And then an angel of the Lord gives an instruction to the cleanup committee for the Battle of Armageddon. Now think about that. If you were planning a war and you knew in advance that you were going to win, if you were super organized, you might have a plan for cleanup because life continues after a war is fought and won. So interestingly, God, the God of justice, the God of order, even has a cleanup committee in place for the Battle of Armageddon. An angel of the Lord gives an instruction to the cleanup committee, which is you need to come and gather. You need to come and gather because God has prepared a feast for you, and it's a feast of the flesh of kings and slaves and people from all different backgrounds and horses. You need to come and gather to eat this flesh. And of course, the cleanup committee is not comprised of human beings. It's comprised of animals. Some translations, such as the New Living Translation, say vultures. Today I'm going to read from the New King James Version translation. It says the birds for that translation, but no translation includes humans. So the cleanup committee is comprised exclusively of animals, and they are instructed even before the Battle of Armageddon begins. They're instructed, hey, you need to come and gather here because you're about to feast on a great banquet, a marriage supper, a wedding feast that God has prepared. Now, why is it called a marriage supper, a wedding feast? That seems odd at first. However, this is continuity of language that's used that begins with a description of the first resurrection. So the first resurrection is described as the marriage of the Lamb, and that happens at time one. At time two, after the marriage of the Lamb, is the marriage feast. In other words, after the marriage of the Lamb is the marriage supper, the wedding banquet. So you don't have a wedding banquet and then say, oh, then we're going to have a wedding. No, you have the wedding first. So this is to communicate to those who have ears to hear that the Battle of Armageddon and its cleanup happen after the first resurrection. So it's to communicate that these events happen in a relatively close period of time, one at time one and the other at time two. Okay, let's go to it. Here is John's report of the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 21. He says, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. That is the marriage supper prophecy in its entirety. It ends with, then the beast was captured. The Antichrist will be captured at the Battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist will fight and lose the Battle of Armageddon. Jesus Christ, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords, will fight, win the Battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist will be captured. The false prophet will be captured. And both will be thrown alive into Gehenna. They will be destroyed. They are the first two of God's five enemies that Jesus Christ destroys. And what is the method that Jesus Christ uses to destroy the enemies of God? He throws them into a lake of fire, burning with sulfur and brimstone forever and ever. It's called the second death. It is a forever process. It's a death which a person experiences is forever separation from God, yet the person continues to exist, but in torment. They're in a lake of fire that burns with sulfur and brimstone. Revelation 20, verses 9 and 10 says that when Satan is thrown in there, he joins the false prophet. He joins the false prophet and the Antichrist, and their torment is forever and ever. So at the end of this Battle of Armageddon, the cleanup committee who received an instruction from the angel of the Lord, what do? It says, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Another translation say that the vultures gorged on the dead bodies. So they eat at the marriage supper. So supper is a time when you eat. You eat something tasty. Now, for you and I, we're not cannibals. We're not interested in eating the flesh of humans. However, to a vulture or a bird, this is a wonderful supper. Some translations refer to it as the great banquet that God has prepared. Again, the instruction that they're given, Revelation 19, verse 17, reading from the New King James Version, it says, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. 100% of the people who are with the armies led by the Antichrist, they're there following the Antichrist and the false prophet. 100% of those individuals, they die at the hands of Jesus Christ. What do I mean? Jesus Christ uses his weapon of choice, a two-edged sword that comes from his mouth. This sword is described in the seven letters to seven churches. And 100% of them experience the first death. Their blood is going to flow for 180 miles, about 5 miles high, according to Revelation chapter 14, verse 20. So the Battle of Armageddon is in our future. It is coming. I hope that these secrets, which have been unlocked, have been exciting and interesting to you. If you have a question or comment about the book of Revelation, or if you would like prayer, please raise your hand. We are at that time when it's time to hear from anyone who has a question or comment about the book of Revelation. This month, the month of September, every Thursday and Sunday, we are talking about the marriage supper prophecy, the Battle of Armageddon. It is coming up soon. It happens after the first resurrection. It's recorded in astonishing detail, incredible detail, so much detail that not only do we hear about the Battle of Armageddon, we hear about the cleanup that happens after Jesus Christ wages this war in righteousness, the war to end all wars. We hear about the cleanup of the Battle of Armageddon, and certainly it will be needed because there will be millions of individuals. It's very likely to have millions of individuals in the armies led by the Antichrist, because many nations will send armies to go to Israel to take over Jerusalem, but they are going to lose that battle. The Battle of Armageddon is going to be fought and won by Jesus Christ. It's going to be fought and lost by the Antichrist. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say thank you for being with me and with us today. I don't see any hands raised. I see a couple of people here with us. Okay, 251, I'm going to unmute so we can hear from you. 251-408, who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Latrice calling from Alabama, requesting prayer.
Thank you, Latrice from Alabama. I'm going to put you on mute. Hold on 1 second, and then I'm going to come back so we can chat.
Okay.
Thank you, Latrice from Alabama. Latrice, when you were talking, I see a young man, maybe 6. I see a young boy with behavioral problems. I see a young boy with behavioral problems. I don't know if this is your grandson, your son, or a student. A young boy with behavioral problems, this is a lot. This is a lot, and it seems I just see him in front of me, and I hear the Lord saying, this burden has been put on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. I hear the Lord saying, she's equal to the task, but it's a lot. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, the time's going to come when he regrets his actions, but it's a long time in the future. And God says to let you know that he is with you. I hear the Lord saying you have trouble giving him discipline and that your heart is very tender. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. What else would you have me to share with your daughter, Latrice? Thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord saying, a burden and a blessing, a burden and a blessing, a burden and a blessing. And to learn to cast your cares on him. Learn to cast your cares on him, for he cares for you, for he cares for you. Latrice, this feels like a lot. I don't see anybody helping you with this. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I hear the Lord saying she's going to be okay. She is going to be okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute Latrice so we can hear from you.
Hey, ma'am.
May we hear from you? Does any of this mean anything to you?
I don't know of a child. I don't have a grandson with any problems.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. I have no idea who this could be. But we tell the Lord thank you. And I don't know.
I can describe the young man. He was of African descent, so I'm assuming African American, and his head was like he looked like he was about 6 or 7, and is kind of a big, I don't want to say a big head, but kind of a big head. Maybe he looked like he was 7, and I could just see him in front of me, and then the Lord was showing him like later, like as an adult, maybe 19 or 20, and like regretting the actions that he had done as like a young man.
Like, amen. I have no idea, but we tell the Lord thank you.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know, I can only say what the Lord is showing me. So,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is there anything specific that I might pray with you about?
I was requesting prayer for two reasons. My licensing and testing, and I have a friend I'd like for you to pray for. His name is James. That's why I called in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was for James. But I heard the Lord saying this for you, though. You know, I can only say what the Lord is showing me. Maybe you can share with us if this comes up for you in the future. Let me stay with what you've asked for. So prayer for James, and you said prayer for licensing, and what's the other thing?
Testing and licensing.
Okay.
I have to go through a series of tests for my license.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you that Latrice is excited about getting her license. And, Lord, we just pray for favor for testing and for that she would do well, that she would pass the test with flying colors, that she would have a good testing experience, that her license would be granted swiftly, that she would be able to move forward with everything she needs to do to register for the test, to complete the test, and to get her license unencumbered. And, Lord, we pray for James. Lord, bless him. Let all your plans for his life come to pass. Let him have favor with coworkers. Let him have favor with neighbors. Let him have favor in all his social interactions, Lord. Let him have wonderful health from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord, let him come
close. Thank you, Lord.
Let him feel your healing touch. Let him have your peace and your favor always. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. I do thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, hon. You have a blessed day.
You too. I hope you'll be with us again. Thank you, Latrice.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, God is so good. I want to say thank you to everyone who listens, who's with me, and who's with us here on PGN. I never, never take for granted your time. You could be doing 1,000 other things. You're choosing to hear the Word of God read, to learn about the Book of Revelation, to have fellowship with others who are believers in Jesus Christ, to receive prayer, and in some cases, to pray for others as well. So thank you for being a part of what we are doing here at PGN. Our goal is to be a blessing to you. Everything at PGN is free. Prayer is free. Teaching is free. Study notes are free. The Word of God is free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are here to be a blessing to you. If you have questions or comments about the Book of Revelation or a prayer request, please call 1-319-527-6027 is the phone number during the live internet broadcast. We are coming to the end of our program today. This has been Secrets Revealed, Understand the Book of Revelation from Start to Finish, with me, Nicole, your Book of Revelation research scientist. If you haven't done so yet, I urge you to pray according to Jeremiah 33:3. God says, call out to me. I will show you great and mighty secrets that you do not know. Until next time, friend and truth seeker, God bless you.